What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve all baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you are a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angelina.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin. Okay, today is a very exciting day.
Yes.
We are discussing a relatively new movie, but it became a favorite really fast.
Yeah. So I wonder why.
Well, we'll talk about it.
We'll tell you exactly why.
I'm pretty sure it has to do with all of the sex scenes.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, mainly one that I really liked. That's why everyone else likes it, because I like
that sex scene. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure everybody else likes it too. Anyway, so today we are discussing the 2024 A24 film, Love Lies Bleeding, which stars Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien. I had not really heard of Katie O'Brien before, but I love her. Yeah. She's very good looking. She has really beautiful eyes.
She is. And also, apparently, because I had not heard of her either, mm-hmm. she starred in a lot of other, like, action movies where, like, she's naturally, like, you know.
Well, yeah, because I think she got extra buff for this movie, but she already used to do bodybuilding before. Yeah. And I feel like she's, like, pretty tall. And so she's just – she seems like a good fit for an action-y type of movie.
I think so.
So this movie is a bit of a thriller. It's been described as having a dash of sci-fi and body horror as well. I really like this movie because, as I said, I like that sex scene. But also, I like all of the lady muscles. So I was wondering, what is your type? Can you describe to me your type? Do you have a type? Are you like
that is
equal
hard.
Opportunity?
I think I want to say I'm equal opportunity. But muscles don't hurt. I mean, who doesn't like muscles? I think there
I
are
guess
people.
I used to think I didn't, but I do.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. I think when you think of muscles, you're like, oh, muscular men. Yeah. And we're both like, no, obviously. Yeah. But when it's muscular women, we're like, oh, my God. It's like, I don't know. That movie, I think we discovered something for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is your type?
Oh, you're like, that's it. Equal opportunity.
Basically. Like, I mean, the muscles is a plus. But, like, I think I kind of like.
Is there anything that you're like, I am not attracted to blondes? Or, you know, something like that?
Okay. I think, yeah, you know what? We're going to get specific. I don't really like white girls.
I understand. Me either.
That are blondes. I think other than that, but I mean, you're still beautiful. It's just, you know, everybody has a type, right?
Yeah, you can't be everyone's cup of tea.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is this also?
It's just funny because I asked this question on TikTok. So if you follow us on TikTok, you would see this. But if you don't, I'm going to talk about it here. I had a friend who asked me if I happened upon myself and I was single, would I hook up with myself? And I was like, no, because I'm not my type. And she thought that that was like kind of like sad. Like, oh, you don't think that you're like attractive? And I'm like, no, I do think I'm attractive, but like I am not my own type. Like I see beautiful women all the time, but I am not – well, first of all, I'm married, so I'm not attracted to anybody except celebrities. but I'm not like – attracted to them, especially if they were to look like me. And I do see couples like that like look similar. Like maybe they're like both white tattooed alt girls. like, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. But like me, like I want somebody that looks really different than me. Also, I No, I'm not attracted to femmes. So they have to be more like mask presenting. Mm-hmm. But also I've never dated a white girl either. So I guess I'm also not attracted to a white girl. But I'm attracted to Kristen Stewart, and she's white.
Yeah.
And but Shane.
She's more masked.
Yeah.
So that, like, maybe that's for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also, I just feel like I should say this. I do like muscles, but I love a curvy woman. Like, yeah, we talked about, one of my very, like, biggest celebrity crushes is Queen Latifah.
Yes.
I feel like she seems like she is strong, but she's also, like, very curvy, and mm-hmm. I like boobs and butts. I don't
know. And she has both.
Yes, so. And so does my wife, and I love those things. And also her beautiful personality. And her eyes and her perfect teeth that she got.
And her muscles.
And her muscles. Yeah. Yes. So I love all of those things. But anyway, I just think it's so interesting because some people have, like, such a strict type and some people don't. So I like to know. But do you have a hot take or burning desire you want to talk about with this movie?
I don't know. I don't think I have a hot take for this movie, burning desire to be in this movie and be like a fly on the wall. Yeah. Not even in there, because obviously I like their little love story, but like just to be like a character in this movie.
Yeah. Like
one that doesn't get killed.
I was like, not Daisy.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Not Daisy. Not her.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you?
Okay. I think this is a hot take and it sounds a little haterish, but I don't mean it. I'm looking into this in depth, okay, you know? And okay, so what I wanted to mention is that Lou seems to think that she is so much better than her sister because her sister chose an abusive man.
Yeah.
But Jackie is also abusive.
Yeah, so Jackie Lou straight up hit her.
Yeah, so, she headbutted her and like broke her nose. Her nose was bleeding.
Yeah.
And also I feel that Jackie is emotionally abusive. She like manipulates her into doing things. And I just think that, yeah, she is obviously not as bad as the guy that Lou's sister chose because she's not a man.
Yeah.
And she only hurt her that one time, not hurting her all the time. But you know what? Who knows if she's going to hurt her again if they stay together, because like that was crazy. And so
that was.
Yeah, I think maybe I understand Lou's frustration with her sister like being so stupid, but I just feel like she also needs to look inward because she is also making bad choices. And it's probably because they grew up with a very unhealthy dynamic and they didn't learn like a healthy attachment style.
I think so. Yeah. I just think like she definitely does. I can see what you mean. She thinks that she's so much better because she's like, it's so easy, just leave him, you know? Yeah. But literally the relationship is kind of toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves to, she wants to do anything she can to stay with Jackie. So it's like, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Anywho, so we're going to take a quick breaky, and when we get back, we're going to go into the recap. So do a couple? Do a couple pull-ups and crunches while you wait for us to get back. Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week, we are discussing Love Lies Bleeding. And I am leading the recap, so you're going to get a lot of extra information. Probably that is not exactly pertinent, but it'll be fun, okay?
Exactly. It's like we're watching the movie, just listening to it, okay?
Okay. Also, I don't know. I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
When you watch a movie with people, do you talk or are you quiet?
I think it depends on the people that I'm with. Because my family, they love to talk and they'll ask me, especially if I've seen the movie, what happens?
Yeah,
and
sometimes I'm
like, yeah. And they're like, what are they doing? What are they doing with that? And so, or sometimes they're not paying attention, but they're interested and they're like looking at me for like the recap while the movie's going. So I'm like, well, you missed it, but here's what happened.
Oh my God.
But then other people look at me and like, they're like, don't talk during the movie. So I don't. I can take a hint. I wouldn't. Okay. I'm like, unless you ask for it, then I won't tell you. I do like talking.
I know, me too.
So hard at the movie theater when I go with Yami and I'm like, oh my God. And she's like trying to eat her popcorn and watch the movie.
She's like, I'm trying to pay attention.
Yeah, but she does appreciate because she also misses something sometimes. And so she's like, oh, I wouldn't have got that if you didn't tell me. And
I'm well,
like,
yeah, because in Fear Street, you were saying something at the end. And she's like, wait, what?
I'm like, girl. No, and she was like fully watching it, like not even on her phone, but just like, yes. What about you?
I do like to talk. I think, I feel like Wa and I both talk a lot. So that's fine. Like, we'll be like, oh my God, look at this bitch. Like, just, like saying things. Yeah. I think Wa likes to do that too, but then it can be hard. More so with like, I guess with movies, but I'm thinking of like with shows because we're watching, I think I told you about this show, Pluribus.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I really like it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have watched it unless I heard that the main character is a lesbian. But you know what? It's really good and I'm glad I'm watching it. But I am glad she's a lesbian because basically she's like trying to save the world. And it's like, okay, if you want anyone to save the world, it should be a middle-aged lesbian. Yeah. Like, she is self-assured. She gets mm-hmm. shit done.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, yeah, I'm into it. But anyway, we were like talking a little bit in it. And then I was like, oh my God, wait, we missed something really important. And I like backtrack because I'm like, wait, what the hell?
Do you guys ever pause it sometimes? Because sometimes when we know it's going to get into it, Yami's like, hold on, pause it. And then I keep talking. And then she's like, waiting for me to finish. And then she's like, oh, okay, are we ready? I'm like, yes, we are.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Or also, like, you have to choose, like, a specific time to watch a show like that. Because it's like, if she is, like, editing or, like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be posting a TikTok. Like, we can put something silly on in the background that, like, not that – like Abbott Elementary, like it's so funny, but it's not like you have to look for twists. Like it's like a comedy. But if we're going to watch Pluribus or we're going to watch like Palm Royale, which is another Apple TV show. It sounds like I'm obsessed with Apple TV, but they're just both out right now. Then we're like, oh, we have to wait like until we're both ready to be like in it. Anyway, okay, I'm going to talk about the movie now. Okay, so. Okay, this movie is set in 1989, which, believe it or not, is before I was born because I was born in February of 1990. So I'm a 90s baby, barely. And so we open with loud, unsettling music. I'm pretty sure that because I always watch everything with the subtitles and it said unsettling music. Yeah. Because I was like, well, how do I know? Okay. So loud, unsettling music and stars. And then we pan down from the sky with the stars to the outside of a gym called Crater Gym. And I don't know that they specifically say this, but this takes place in New Mexico. And I have just felt like New Mexico is really popular right now because Pluribus is in it. Oh. And Honey Don't was filmed in New Mexico, even though it was supposed to be Bakersfield. And I mean, this was years ago, but the first time I heard a lot of talk about New Mexico was when Breaking Bad was out because it's in New Mexico. I don't know. It's just it's a new cool place right now.
It's really hot. We should go visit.
I've never been there. Yeah. But, you know, I posted something one time on TikTok that was, like, the, like, states I would live in, you know? And I said I wouldn't live in New Mexico. And a lot of people were like, you're crazy. Like, it's really actually liberal and cool here.
Oh,
and I was
like,
okay, but I just think of it as, like, a desert. And so
– it is. For, well, the part that I saw, it is. Yes. And I'm like, I don't want to be in a desert. Like,
can you live there?
Girl, I can't deal with the heat. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm glad people would accept me. That's great.
They're like, come to New Mexico right now.
Because I also said no to, like, the most liberal states on the East Coast, like Massachusetts. Because I
you
hate the
You wouldn't
snow.
Live in Cape – oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, I would live there in the summer. I would be rich and I would go to Provincetown and I would hang out with other rich lesbians. But like, I'm not going to live there in the winter. Like, no.
The winter you have to come back here.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I think we're spoiled because California, I don't know. I love California. California forever, goodbye. It's the best state. Okay, I'll actually talk about the movie for real. So
you honestly forgot.
I know. You're like, let's talk more about states.
I know.
So we go inside of the gym and we see a lot of people working out. We see like close-ups of nipples and sweaty biceps. And then we see Lou, who is Kristen Stewart's character. Mm-hmm. And she's in the bathroom unclogging a toilet. It's like,
which
really
is so fucking
gross.
Nasty. I was eating when I watched that part and I was like, done.
Barf.
I literally had to stop. I was like, oh my God, hold on.
Have you ever had to unclog a toilet that someone else clogged?
Yes. Okay. I used to do that work and it literally looked like that. Yeah. And it made me think of that. I think that's why I got more grossed out because I felt like I was like back in that scene. And I was like, no.
When I was 17 to 18, I worked at a grocery store. And so I was a courtesy clerk, so a bagger. Oh, yeah. And one of the things the baggers had to do was clean the bathrooms. Oh, there were multiple times where somebody, like probably someone that is mentally ill, like spread shit on the walls and stuff. Like there was shit everywhere. It was gross.
Oh, God.
I didn't clean it. I was like, get somebody else to do it. I'm not fucking cleaning
shit
off the wall. I'm getting paid $8 an hour. Yeah. Like, no. Anyway, I've always been that way. I'm like, I'm not doing it. No.
Well, good for you. Because you know what? You're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, it's gross. But, you know, I think you also have been a caregiver before. So I've definitely cleaned poop off of people. Yeah. But I don't mind because I want the people to be clean, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. But anywho, a girl with rotten teeth. That's so mean. A girl with rotten teeth named Daisy starts calling for Lou. Yeah. She's like, Lou. And then she comes in and she's like hitting on her. And I'm like, this is really gross. It probably smells really gross in there.
She does not care though. She was like all up on her. And I'm like,
I feel bad, but I don't think she has the best hygiene.
I know.
So she probably is like, this is fine.
She's like, oh my God, hey.
But also like Lou is hot. So I understand. She's like, I don't care about the surroundings into her. And then Lou is like, I can't, I have to go help my sister. Her sister is named Beth.
Yeah.
And then Lou gives Daisy a little bit of money and Daisy looks sad, but she leaves. Mm-hmm. And then we see like time went by. It's after closing time and we see Lou lock up and drive home in her truck. And then we see that she went home and she has a cat. And
so lesbian.
That is so lesbian and also so cute.
Yeah.
And then she's listening to a tape that is like, I feel like these were popular in like the 80s and 90s, like to like, not necessarily hypnotize you, but those were also different tapes. But like to be like, you don't need to smoke. You
like
don't.
Literally all the like bad, the side effects of it. Like to try to get you to like, you
know. I think my grandma did that for like weight loss. Like you don't need to eat donuts. You know, like it's like to convince you.
To be like, you don't need to do this.
Yeah. And so.
That's never work. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it works for some people, but I'm like, that wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, I have a donut downstairs in the kitchen I'm going to eat later. I've been thinking about it all day, but I've been too busy to eat my donut.
I'm like, you're better than me. I would have multitasked with the donut in my hand. I've been like, I need a treat for this.
I'm going to do this training, but I'm going to eat my donut.
Wow. We love the self-control.
Yes. Okay. So then she is probably not going to stop smoking. And then she's masturbating on her couch. So I think that's important to know that she was like, I can't hang out with you because I have to help my sister. But really it's because she's obviously not that into that girl because instead she's going to like touch herself instead of letting that girl touch her.
Yeah. You know? All I could think about, even though, I mean, yes, it's Kristen Stewart. I was like, you didn't wear gloves when you did the toilet. So I just thought about her hands in the toilet and then like touching herself. So to me, I was
just
gonna
get an infection.
I know. And then the cat comes up to like eat her like food on the sofa. And I was just like, this is a mess. I'm like, you can't go to your bed. You can't. I don't know. That's just me.
Well, I know. She lives alone. She can masturbate wherever she wants.
That's true. But I'm like, move the food. I don't know. Maybe that, you know what? Continue.
Have you seen the movie This Is the End?
Yes,
I have. Okay. Remember when like Danny McBride is like, I can come wherever I want. I'm gonna come on this. I can come on this.
That's her. She
yes,
can.
She's like, this is my house. I could do this wherever
I'm like
I want.
Policing where she needs to go.
Yeah, okay. You're like, ew. Okay. So then we switch to see Dave Franco. His name is JJ in this. And he is fucking Katie O'Brien, who plays Jackie. So JJ is fucking Jackie in a truck. And we find out that basically he offered her a job before the sex, and then he asked her to come by tomorrow. So I feel like she felt that she needed to have sex with him to get the job.
Yeah.
Which he seems like a creepy weirdo. And then we see she goes to sleep under an overpass. And so we're like, okay, she is not housed and she probably does not have a lot of money because she's sleeping with this guy so she can get a job. So things are not going the best for her right now. But she's still working out. She works out in the morning like under the overpass. I think.
Yeah.
She's like working out and she's really buff. I wrote that. She is very buff.
Yeah. she is very
buff. She is very buff. Okay. And then the same morning, Lou goes to her sister's house, Beth, and we see that Dave Franco / JJ is her sister's husband / baby daddy. So we're like, oh, okay. So he's a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we see that the sister has a broken arm. So we're like, oh, he's also abusive.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of hint at like, what happened? And she's like, oh, I ran into something, or that might be later.
No, she does say that. Yeah, her face is like fucked up and she's just like, yeah, looking at her and she's like, oh, it's nothing. Like, I did something, whatever.
Yeah. And
but yeah,
Lou knows.
Yeah.
She knows. Stop lying. He's a piece of shit. Then we see Dave. Oh, I was calling him Dave Franco. Okay. Then we see JJ and Jackie at the gun range that he apparently like manages. Mm-hmm. And he takes her into the boss's office. And the boss is Lou Senior. Mm-hmm. So this is Lou's dad. Mm-hmm. And he looks like such a weirdo because he's giving Tales from the Crypt because he has like he does. His head is bald and then he has long gray hair.
Yeah.
And I actually like looked up facts about this movie and I found out that he put that wig on as a joke, but then they really liked it.
They're like, oh, you look so creepy.
This is weird. Keep it.
Yeah.
Also, Ed Harris is the actor that plays Lou, mm-hmm. the dad. He is from Westworld, which, mm-hmm. did you watch Westworld?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
It was only good the first season and like a half. Okay. Mainly we watched it because I might have mentioned this before, but my wife's like celeb crush, one of them is Evan Rachel Wood. She thinks, mm-hmm. she's like the most beautiful girl ever, mm-hmm. besides me. and Aaliyah. That's right. Celebrity crush. Anyway, she was like, we have to watch this because Evan Rachel Wood is in it. Mm-hmm. And it was good at first. But anyway, he plays, I don't know. I can't give anything away. Whatever. Westworld got canceled, but he plays kind of like the bad guy. Okay. Anyway, so that's what I know him from. But I guess he's from other stuff too. and so Jackie doesn't seem to do that well in the interview. But I like that because she doesn't lie. I think he's like, what do you know about guns or whatever? And she's like, oh, yeah. Nothing. Or
he's like, do you like them? She's like, no. Like, I think I'd prefer to use my own like strength instead, yes. of like a piece of metal. And he's like, then what the fuck are you doing here? He's
I need a job, right? Like, yeah. What the fuck? It's always that stupid thing. Like, if you are interviewing somewhere silly, like McDonald's or like Target, and they're like, why do you want to work here? It's like,
Because I need money.
Fucking job. It's not my dream to work, yeah. here. I mean, it might be if you, before Target fucked up their DEI stuff, I feel like it would have been a cool place to work. But it's like, you know.
I need the money.
I need a job.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Just give me the job. I remember I interviewed at Kmart one time and they didn't pick me. Aww. And they asked that type of question. I was like,
why do you want to work at Kmart?
Because I need a job. Okay. So then we switch to seeing Lou at work at the gym again. And then, mm-hmm. she sees Jackie come in and she's like mesmerized.
Yeah.
Like she's like,
oh my God.
She's like, wow, she's so hot. And then a guy comes in and asks Lou about where to find her mom and where to find her dad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, my dad's a piece of shit. And she doesn't answer anything. So we're, yeah. like, okay. So even though she works at this gym, which we find out her dad owns, he owns a lot of stuff. She doesn't talk to her dad. And then the guy gives her a card, like, call me if you find anything out. And we find out he's from the FBI. So we're like, okay, so not only does the dad own a lot of stuff, but he is probably into something like kind of shady because the, mm-hmm. FBI is after him. I don't know. Then we see some dudes trying to talk to Jackie and I'm like, ugh, men. And then Lou closes the gym. I think Lou is like, okay, we're closed.
So she's like, get the fuck out.
Like, no, that's my girl. And then she and Jackie are like outside smoking after she closes it and they're talking. And Lou is like, you got some pretty serious lines going. Like, she's like totally like hitting, yeah. on her. And then these gross men come up and invite Jackie to go to drinks. And then Jackie's like, no, thanks. And they're like, what? You want to hang out with Lou? Lou's a grade A dyke or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I fucking know.
She's like, oh,
I'm into it.
She's like, yes.
Yeah. And so then one of the guys touches her and she punches him and then he hits her back and calls her a bitch. And it's like just an example of why,
yeah.
I hate so many men because they were being really nice to her because they wanted to fuck her. And when, mm-hmm. they found out she's not going to do it, then she's just a bitch.
Yeah. At least the other guy, I mean, he still is friends with him, but he was like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And
that's a girl. You
know, he's like, that's a girl. That. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing?
Yes. Okay. And then Lou and Jackie go back into the gym and Lou brings Jackie some ice. And then Jackie's like, yeah, I want to go to this bodybuilding contest in Vegas. That's like, mm-hmm. I'm like traveling like to get to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And Lou's like, okay, that's cool. And I don't know exactly why they're talking about it. I think they're just getting to know each other. Jackie's, yeah. like, I'm from Oklahoma. And I got really into working out because I used to be fat. And,
yeah.
like people made fun of me. Mm-hmm. And also she says that she's adopted. And then I wrote this. I love Jackie's teeth and I love Lou's teeth. And yeah. I hope that neither of them ever get veneers. I hope they don't.
I don't
even remember what Jackie's teeth look like now. I just feel like they were slightly imperfect. Okay. But also Jackie/Katie O'Brien, there's mm-hmm. a scene later where she's like outside in the sun and she has these, oh my God, like Kristen Stewart has really pretty eyes. Like yeah. they're like green. And they also look really pretty in the sun, but like Katie O'Brien's eyes are like this hazel color mm-hmm. and in the sun they like almost look like green brown mm-hmm. and they're really pretty and I don't want this to sound weird but they remind me of my dog Sailor's eyes because she has these hazel eyes and they're so pretty and I'm like, oh my God, her eyes are so beautiful. They're like Sailor. Anyway, so I got distracted talking about them being pretty. Okay. And then Lou brings Jackie some steroids and is like, look how cool, look what I have. And Jackie's like, oh no, I'm like all natural. And she's like, don't you want to try it? I'll let you try some for free. And I'm like, okay, she's just trying to impress her, but like, yeah. this is weird. Why are you trying to tempt her to do something?
Literally the first time she meets her.
Yeah. Weird. Like... So then she's like, okay. And then she shoots, she's like, where do you want it? And she's like, in my butt. And so she like turns around and she shoots up the steroids in Jackie's butt. And then they like make out. And then Lou is like, you're not some straight girl, right? And she doesn't really answer. And then we see them go to Lou's house mm-hmm. and they're making out. And then they do sex stuff. And it's very muscle worshipy. Like they're doing these like yeah. close-ups on the muscles. And yeah. then they do this weird thing that they do kind of a lot where they show Jackie's veins like moving around. And mm-hmm. that's like, that was my first hint because I didn't know there was anything like sci-fi-ish supernaturally yeah. about it. So I was like, what are they doing with the veins?
You're like, what the fuck?
That's what they're like.
You're like, oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah, I was like, okay, we get it. And so in the morning, Lou makes breakfast and Jackie tells her where she's working. And Lou's like, ugh, my dad owns that place. You shouldn't work there. Mm-hmm. And then Jackie asks if she can crash at her place for a while. And Lou is like, yeah, obviously. Like, mm-hmm. I am obsessed with you.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we can have more sex. And then we move to a montage of the next few days. And we see their relationship grow. Mm-hmm. And Lou is so obsessed and loves to watch Jackie pose. So she's doing, like, the poses for, like, the bodybuilding contest. Because she's practice,
she's so
you know?
Hot.
Yeah. Yes, I am attracted to both of them.
Right.
And they have a lot of sex and also they look at each other a lot and I'm into it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. There's nothing I would change about those things.
Like, I love it. And then we see that this bitch Daisy is jealous. So yeah. I think they kind of show her like seeing them together or yeah. something. And also we see they're continuing to use steroids. There's more of the intense vein movement and close-ups. And we see Lou buying like a lot more steroids. Mm-hmm. And then Jackie asks why Lou and her dad don't get along. And she's like, he's just a fucking psycho. So like, okay, bad stuff happened. Mm-hmm. We see some illegal gun stuff going on with the dad and that he has like a lot of money and his house is really fancy. So we're like, mm-hmm. okay, like some... He's into some shady things.
Yeah.
Jackie asks about Lou's mom and Lou's like, oh, she's gone. And she's like, she's dead. And she's like, no, she's just gone. So it's like, okay, that's kind of yeah. weird. Like, what happened to the mom? And then I said, there's a lot of foot stuff that happens, which is fine. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Because I think at some point, Lou sucks on Jackie's toes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what I thought was going to happen in Hotel Referee. He didn't. So I guess I'm glad it happened at some point in a movie. At work, Lou Sr. sees Jackie practicing poses and he shoots right next to her and is like, that's not what I'm paying you for. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm on my break. So he is a fucking psycho.
Yeah, he is.
And then he decides to teach her to shoot. Oh, that's when I was like, her eyes look so pretty in the sun because she's outside learning. And then we see a flash, like a flashback thing of the dad, Lou Sr., shooting someone and then the person falling into a canyon mm-hmm. or a crater, which I feel like that's is why it's called yeah. Crater Gym because it's like yeah. a weird like hole. You know, yeah. like a crevice. anyway, so then later, Lou and Jackie are talking on the bed. And Jackie invites her to come to Vegas to see her win. And she's like, afterwards, let's just keep driving and go to California. And like, I'll be a personal trainer and we can live at the beach. And Lou is like, okay, I've never been anywhere but here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
And then we switch to seeing Beth and JJ and then Lou and Jackie at dinner. So they're like double date. Mm-hmm. And JJ has obviously beaten the shit out of Beth because her face is all messed up. And of course she's saying that like that's not what happened, mm-hmm. whatever. And JJ doesn't know how to use chopsticks because he's a fucking loser. And yeah, I hate him. Is. And then she's like trying to help him. And then he spills his food or whatever, and then she tries to clean it up, and he yells at her, and he's like, you can't touch my dick in the restaurant. It's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, he's making more of a scene. He's,
I know.
I hate him.
Also, I like that Lou was like, do you need a fork?
Yeah,
yes, he's like, no.
Like, oh yeah, you do, obviously. When I worked at a sushi place, I used to make these, like, we call them cheater chopsticks, where mm-hmm. you, have you seen them?
Are they like the ones that it's almost like, like a stand and you put them on and it like kind of helps you like
yeah, hold them? Like yeah. We would make them with like the wrapper and a rubber band. So you would roll the wrapper up really small and then you put the rubber band around it mm-hmm. so that it's like closed at the top. And so like kids or people that haven't used chopsticks can learn how to use them.
Aww, I probably could still make them.
I don't even remember. It's been like 15 years. I'm like, I'm pretty sure. It's like muscle memory.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So anyway, Lou... So he goes to the bathroom to clean up because he spilled on himself. And then Lou goes and follows him to the bathroom area and says, if you touch her again, it'll be the last thing you do. And he's like, well, just so you know, I fucked your girlfriend.
I know.
Yeah. And he's like, she will do whatever. She'll fuck anybody for something. Like, apparently she fucked me for a job and she's fucking you for a free gym membership.
Yeah.
And then Lou looks sad. And then on the drive home, Lou is like so passive aggressive. She's like,
I know.
Do you want me to drop you off at JJ's? Like,
yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? And she confronts her about having sex with him. And she's really grossed out that she fucks guys. And she's like, I like both. Because she never really answered when they were doing stuff. So I think she just like assumed that she's a lesbian. And she was like, no. And also she didn't know that he was like such a terrible person when she did that.
I mean, that was before her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
And then Lou is mean and is like, you'll fuck anybody as long as you get something out of it. So I'm like, okay, bitch. She's slut shaming her. It made me mad. And then... I was like, ew.
Bitch.
I was so mad. And so then Jackie gets out and they're having like this weird argument while she's outside walking and Lou is driving super slow, yelling out the window. And I'm like, wow, way to make a scene. But it's like nighttime and there's not really anybody out, but it's still weird.
Yeah.
And then she tells Jackie about how her sister Beth is brainwashed and she won't do anything and the cops won't either. And she's like, I want to kill him. Like, I want to kill JJ. Mm-hmm. And then we see the FBI guy pull up and Jackie gets back in the car because Lou is like, get back in the car. So then they drive back home. And then, oh my God. Okay.
This is the scene.
Okay. So then, this is what I wrote. I'm gonna, like blushing. Okay. Then we get to this really hot scene where Lou is like in the living room and she sees like Jackie walking into the bathroom. And then she like gets up all aggressively to go follow her in the bathroom, which I already thought was hot because I was like, oh, she like wants to fuck her. Like she's like going in there. And then she's like, I want to stretch you. Like, I want to see how far you can go. And I was like, does she mean she wants to like stretch out her muscles, you know, so she doesn't get cramps? But I think that was like a double entendre thing because obviously she wants to do something else. She wants to see how far she can go with something else. And then she's like, show me. She's like, I could never be an actress because I'm like feeling uncomfortable saying it. And Kristen Stewart did such a good job like being serious and being like, show me how you fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And she's like, all like kind of timid about it. And she's like, is that really how you do it? Show me how you really do it.
I know, and she's like, oh, okay.
She's like, oh my God. And then like, she's like so close up to her, like private area watching her. She's like so fascinated. Cause I just feel like she's so hot. I'm so in love with her. Yeah. Anyway, it's so intimate and sexy. And I liked it. And then they tell each other they love each other that night. And that's so lesbian. Because they're like, we had this.
They literally met like 3 days ago.
I know, but it was like they had, I don't know. A lot has happened in those few days.
And I believe that they love each other.
Yeah, they do. Okay. So then in the morning, the phone rings. And it's a hospital. And they're telling Lou that her sister Beth is in the hospital.
Yeah.
And she got beat up really bad. And JJ is a fucking piece of shit and he deserves to die. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I think that is the point of this, but I don't think anyone specifically says that, but we know that it was him. The cops are like, we don't know what happened. And it's like, everybody knows that it was her husband.
Yeah. He's like, we have to wait for her to wake up so we can hear.
Yeah. She's in a coma.
Yeah. Cause he's like, we need to hear both sides of the story. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And even when she wakes up, she wouldn't tell on him. She hasn't been telling on him this whole time. And so Lou Sr. comes in and says he'll make sure she gets everything she needs and that they can take care of JJ on their own. And he says Beth wouldn't want him in jail or dead. And I wrote, I don't give a fuck, and neither does Lou. I don't care. I don't care what she wants.
Yeah, eventually she'll learn to live without
also,
him.
Also, they have kids together and the kids see this happening. Like, this is also about the kids in the situation, her niece and nephew or whatever. And then the dad leaves and Lou is crying and kicking things and Jackie is upset. And then the veins thing starts like going crazy again. And then she grabs Lou's keys and she leaves by herself. And then we see JJ at home by himself drinking and nursing his fucked up knuckles because he beat the fucking shit out of his wife. So he's like, oh, my knuckles. Like,
and
fuck
he's like
you.
All nervous.
Your wife
he's
is
like,
in a coma.
And he does not give up. I think he's more nervous, obviously, because he knows. With Lou Sr. So
I hate him. And so then he hears something and then Jackie comes out of hiding in the house and she beats him to death. And he deserves that.
Favorite scene. Next to the sex scene.
I know. Like, I did enjoy this. And she looks a lot bigger than before. And I think that is like also part of like how maybe she is viewing herself. Slash the like sci-fi-ish part of it, like the veins are moving and she like keeps getting bigger, like she's like taller and bigger, you know. And then Lou takes a cab home. She's probably like, I don't know why Jackie took my truck.
She literally is. I know. She's at the hospital. I don't know why she didn't say anything to her as she left.
She just loves her and is like, I know. She can do whatever.
She woke up and was like, oh, okay. So I'm stranded here. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
And then obviously she couldn't call her. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because also it was the 80s and people didn't have cell phones. So she's like, what the hell? So then Lou is taking a cab home, but then she sees her truck in front of Beth and JJ's house. So she's like, what the hell? So she's like, please stop. And she gets out. And she goes into the house and she sees JJ's face smashed in and it's pretty graphic. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? And then she finds Jackie in the tub in like a catatonic state. Jackie is in the tub and she's like, I made it right. Like, she's not like, she's definitely out of it, right? Yeah. And she's just saying, I made it right. And Lou is like, they are going to fry you for this.
Yeah.
And then she helps her get dressed and they move the body and are like disposing of evidence. So they put him in the trunk of his own car. Mm-hmm. And Lou is like, we're going to go for a drive. I know a place. Mm-hmm. And then Lou drives JJ's car and Jackie drives behind her in Lou's truck. Mm-hmm. And then that bitch Daisy sees Lou.
She's so annoying.
Yeah. Sees Lou and is like, oh my God, new ride. And I literally wrote the same thing you just said. I was like, she's so annoying.
Yeah. I'm like the worst moment ever.
Yes. And then she sees her truck behind her and sees Jackie in it. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, why is that girl driving your truck? But I don't think she said it.
She's just like,
she's looking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as they're driving, we see Lou like seeing red. They park at this crater area. So it's the same area we saw the flashback of the person falling in the like crater. And we see that, basically, it confirms this is probably where that flashback was. Mm-hmm. They pour gas in the car and they push it into the canyon and then they throw fire in there. And then Jackie asks what this place is and Lou kisses her and says, don't worry, just do what I say. But Jackie can't fucking just do what Lou says because she's kind of a bitch. She doesn't listen.
She doesn't, but I feel like the steroids are obviously, they play a huge part.
She's on steroids. Yeah. So they go back to the apartment and Jackie is like, so excited for going to Vegas.
She's like, woo, let's pack.
Yeah. And Lou's like, we can't still go to Vegas. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, mad, right? She's like obsessed with going to the competition still.
Yeah.
And Lou says something about how there's other stuff down there, like in the crevice, whatever, that would lead to someone else. So we're like, okay. Lou goes to Beth and JJ's on her own and cleans all the blood.
Yeah.
And at Lou's apartment, Jackie realizes that Lou locked her in and she's really upset. And then she does more steroids and poses in front of the mirror, but she seems increasingly mentally unstable.
Yeah.
And then back at JJ's place, Lou Sr. shows up and lets himself in, and Lou has to hide in the closet.
Yeah.
Because she's still there trying to like clean up or finishing up. And then he and his cronies end up leaving. So they didn't see her. Mm-hmm. And then the cops show up to the crevice, the crater area. And then we see Lou get home and realize that Jackie has broken out. And this is when I really started to hate Jackie. She's at the fucking gym. She's like, yeah. Oh, I just killed somebody. And like my girlfriend's trying to help me, but so I need happy. To like break out and go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then the veins thing is happening again. So yeah. We just keep seeing the veins moving.
She's so happy working out. And yeah. She's just like, yes.
Ooh. And then we switch to the gun range. We see a cop talking to Lou Sr. about a body being found. And the cop is obviously a crooked cop. And it's mm-hmm. confirmed because Lou is paying him. And so the crooked cop probably knows about the other bodies or whatever that are down there that Lou has probably killed. And he's been hiding it. And so at Lou's, Jackie shows up and is all pumped. And Lou is obviously pissed. And then Jackie headbutts Lou. And she's like, her nose is bleeding.
Yeah,
and
she literally knocks her back.
She knocks her back because like Jackie's like on the couch.
Yeah.
And Lou is like standing and is like, what the fuck did you do? And she's just like, bam. Yeah. And this is why I'm like, Jackie is also abusive. And so Jackie then grabs her stuff to go to Vegas. And then she hitchhikes in a weird van. And she's still all high and weird when she gets to the competition. But she does get to Vegas.
Surprisingly, to the competition. Right?
Yeah. And then we switch scenes back to the hospital. It's one of Beth's kids' birthdays. And the family is all there. And she is out of the coma. And she's upset. And she's like, why hasn't JJ called? Like, I'm worried about him, like that type of thing. And it's like, oh my God, so sad. She's like, he literally could have killed her.
Yeah.
And so then Lou Sr. confronts Lou about JJ being found. And Lou's like, I don't know anything. And the cops go to tell Beth that JJ is dead. And she's like crying so much because she loves him, even though he's a terrible person.
Yeah.
And then we see the cops discover more bodies down there. So they like sent somebody down there into the crack. And they discover more bodies. And then we flash to the bodybuilding competition. And Jackie is still not okay, and she's like crying, and then she takes more steroids, and then she's all amped up, and she goes on stage, and she like imagines seeing Lou there. And then when she goes to her individual stage time and she's supposed to be doing her poses, she looks like super crazy, and she starts having flashbacks, and the veins are like going crazy, and she imagines throwing up Lou. Like she's like, I threw up, and then Lou is there like covered in like bile. But really she just barfed all over the stage, regular barf, not like threw up a human. And then all the other girls laugh at her, and she beats one of the girls up. And then Lou, we see, we're back to New Mexico. We see Lou get to her apartment, and Daisy is waiting for her.
I know.
Like, oh my God, she does not get the hint.
She doesn't.
And Daisy brought her a joint, and she's like, oh, I'm not, like, smoking anymore. And she's like, we'll just keep it, like, for next time or when you decide to start smoking, which I think is really rude. Like, if somebody says that they're not smoking pot, why would you be like, you're going to start doing it again eventually? Yeah. It's like if someone's not drinking anymore and you're like, well, I'm still going to give you this bottle.
Yeah.
Just in case.
No, just in case you ever wanted it again.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't like that. So then she asks about the night that she saw Lou in JJ's car and saw Jackie driving the truck. And she's like, I know it was JJ's car. And we see that Jackie got arrested in Vegas. So a lot is happening, and it's like, boom, 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 boom. We're going back and forth. We see that she got arrested. Jackie got arrested. She tries to call Lou, but Daisy answers naked. Not that she can see that she's naked, but now we know that Daisy and Lou did have sex because or she's just randomly naked, but I'm pretty sure they had sex.
Yeah, I think.
She answers the phone at Lou's house and is like, leave her alone. She doesn't want to talk to you anymore or whatever. Obviously, Lou did not hear that or know that that was happening because she wouldn't have said that. And so then we see that Lou's dad, Lou Sr., bails Jackie out of jail instead. And Lou Sr. confronts her about killing JJ, and she asks to get out of the car, but they're literally in the middle of nowhere, so she ends up not getting out. And then he takes her to his desert mansion, and he gives her a gun and says, call me when it's done. And then we switch to a diner, and we see Lou and Daisy at the diner, and Lou is trying to make sure Daisy didn't tell anyone and won't tell anyone about seeing her in JJ's truck. And then she convinces Daisy not to tell anyone about seeing Jackie that night either. And so they kiss in the diner. And I was like, this seems crazy to me because they're going to get hate crime. This is the 80s.
I feel like maybe they know. I'm crude? No, I feel like maybe they know her, but like that's, you know,
yeah,
they don't mess with her. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
At least that's what I just thought. You know,
maybe I am weird, but like, I think I've said this before, like, I don't feel like when I like kiss in public, unless like when I was drinking a lot, I would be like trying to be all up on her in public and like grab her boobs and stuff. And she'd be like, stop. And
she's like Caitlin.
but like, no, not normally. And that would be like at a bar. Anyway, point being, then we see them getting home from the diner to Lou's apartment, and Daisy throws up because I think she was like drinking.
Yeah, they had like margaritas.
Yeah.
And she was also like, this is like the next day. She was also drinking like the day before.
And then she threw up and then like, I don't know exactly how. Basically, then she like falls to the ground because Jackie fucking shot her.
Yeah. So there's like blood everywhere.
What? And Lou's like, what the fuck? And then Jackie like runs off and calls the dad and tells him like, so I guess the dad sent her to kill Daisy because he knew that was the loose end. So he's like trying to help sort of. Not really. Well, whatever. Then she calls her actual family. Jackie calls her actual family in Oklahoma. And her brother answers, her little brother. And she tells him never to fall in love. And then her mom is like, who is that? And then talks to her and calls her a monster and says never to call there again. So I'm like, okay. So that's really sad. And then Lou is stuck cleaning up after another murder that she didn't commit. I'm like, what the hell? And then the fucking FBI shows up and demands to be let into the apartment. So she has a literal body in there. And she's like, I guess. Okay. So then she lets them in and the body is hidden behind the couch and they come in and talk. And literally the cat is drinking the blood like in the corner. But the FBI doesn't notice the body, thankfully. and the FBI is like, we want to talk to you about your dad and the other bodies. And they're like, we just lost our best informant. So JJ was an informant about the dad. And
but
I was
still
like,
fuck him because
yeah, I was like,
shit.
I'm not surprised he would be a fucking snitch. Yeah. That's what I wrote. And then
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, I'm like, you. I don't care. Okay. And then back at the desert mansion, Jackie shows up and gets knocked out. So I don't know if they show who knocked her out. I don't really remember. It's just one of the guys, one of the friends, one of the security guys that is always with the dad. Then we see Lou having flashbacks of herself shooting a guy. She's having those flashbacks when the FBI is talking to her. And then her dad calls and says, I removed the witness. You're welcome. And he's like, it's fine. I'm just going to have Jackie take the blame for everything.
Yeah.
And you'll be safe. But she doesn't want that because she loves her. She's like doing everything that above and beyond cleaning up after murders for her. She
literally
doesn't want her
had
to
sex with Daisy for that
reason. She had sex with Daisy so that Daisy would be like, oh my God, I love her. Like she wouldn't do anything.
She's like,
bad.
Yeah.
And so then she says, I'm going to call the feds and tell them everything if you don't let Jackie go. And he's like, wow, that was dumb. And he hangs up on her. And then we see that his dirty cop friend is with him. And then he eats a bug and it's like a cute bug. And that made me sad.
He like throws a fit and then he's just like, let me eat a bug.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he, those were his pets. And like in the beginning, he was taking care of them. But then he just snapped and was like, let me fucking eat this bug.
Yeah, but maybe he was raising them to eat. Like, people do that with, like, farm animals. But that's you're like, true. I'm raising this pig and then I'm going to eat
it. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe.
But I thought that he, okay, you know what? You're right. You may be right.
Also, there was this show that I watched called Your Honor. It's a pretty good show if you're looking for a show to watch.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything gay in it, but it was good. Speaking of Breaking Bad, it's the Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
He's like, he plays a judge in it and then his son does something bad and he's trying to cover it up and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, there's this like mob guy and he like loves his birds and he's always talking about his bird and blah, blah, blah. And at some point he gets really mad and he fucking kills the bird. So I think also maybe they're just trying to show like he's crazy. Like he's men. Unhinged and can't, yeah, he
yeah.
can't handle his anger. Yeah. Okay. And so then, let's see. The evil cop, the dirty cop guy comes to Lou's apartment to shoot her. But she shoots him first. So it's like, okay, the dad really does not care. Like he was sending his friend to shoot his own daughter because she threatened to tell on him. And then, I wrote a cab. I wrote a cab, but it autocorrected it to
a cab.
And I was like, she took a cab? Okay, no.
I don't remember this.
I was like, whoa, okay. So then Lou drives over to her dad's house and we see that he has Jackie tied up and Beth is there and she has the audacity to be mad about JJ being dead and whatever. And I was like, I hate her too. Then Lou finds Jackie and unties her. And then she runs away from her and holds the gun at her and shoots near her. And I was like, why is Jackie such a fucking bitch? Like, I get it. She's probably like confused, but it's like Lou has done so much for her. And she's like pointing a gun at her. And then they have a heart to heart and they love each other. And then they kiss. And then Lou tells her that she has a plan. She says, Jackie, you need to go run down this back road and wait for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lou's dad shoots Lou in the leg.
Yeah.
And Jackie hears it happening as she's running. And she can't, like, let her woman get hurt.
Yeah.
So she gets really giant, like, so giant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. She gets, like, 10 feet like tall or more. Like, she's more than that. Because when at some point she picks up the dad and he's like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she becomes a giant. And then she grabs him. She holds him down. And then Lou almost kills him. Like she's holding him down for Lou to kill him. Lou puts the gun in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, no, I'm leaving him alive for the feds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see them running away to go live their best lives. And then they're driving in the middle of nowhere. And they have the cat. And they're like, we're going to go live in whatever,
California. I love that she took her cat.
Yeah,
because most people just like leave with their, you know, they're just like, oh my God, it's my life. I'm not thinking about my pet. But when I saw her in the car and she had her little cat with her and I was like, oh.
Yeah, that made me really happy that they included her taking the cat and not being a bad person and leaving it. And so then we see them driving in the middle of nowhere. Jackie is like sleeping. She needs to rest.
Yeah.
And Lou sees that. Okay, Daisy's in the back of the truck, just like her body, but then she sees her moving while she's driving. So she's like, oh shit, Daisy is not dead. So she pulls over and she like mercy kills her because she was like not doing well anyway. And I feel like she's like, I have to kill her to protect
my love. She can't leave her alive,
And so then we see her drag the body into the desert by herself. And I said, they love each other. The end.
I like how you threw that in.
Yeah.
They love each other.
Yes.
The end.
Well, because it's like she's doing, they will do whatever for each other.
For
she's like, man, now I have to re-kill this girl because we thought she's we like, killed her. So yeah, that was wild. Okay. Switching gears, sort of, but not really. Let's do Munch, Merch, Murder. The options are Lou, Jackie, and Daisy. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I feel like I kind of know what we're both going to say, honestly.
Okay, what are we going to
say? Especially with Daisy in here. I'm going to kill Daisy for sure. Oh. You wouldn't kill Daisy?
I hate Jackie. I hate her.
You would kill Jackie over Daisy?
Yes.
Really? I'm genuinely shocked. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, well then, okay, I guess it's different. I guess I don't know you, Caitlin.
I guess not. Okay, tell me
I'm
yours.
I'm just kidding. So I would kill Daisy, I would munch Jackie, and I would merge with Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would merge with Lou.
Yeah.
I would munch Daisy, but there's no kissing because her teeth look rotten, and I bet her breath is bad. I'm sorry.
I was like, how do you not kill? Okay, never mind. Go ahead. I'm like, she's so fucking annoying.
No,
I know she didn't hit Lou.
I
can see that.
But she also didn't kill multiple people and cause Lou to have to clean it up and put Lou in this whole predicament. So I would murder Jackie.
Okay. Okay.
Even though she's really hot.
She's very hot.
I would murder her. Even though she has those beautiful hazel eyes sparkling in the sun. I don't like it.
Or maybe you could munch her pre, like, steroids. Oh, my God. Because she wasn't crazy pre-steroids.
Yeah, maybe.
And Lou got her into the steroids, but anyway.
Okay, whatever. I stand by my decision. So what would you rate this movie?
I really love this movie. I liked it. I thought everything was really well done. So I give this a 5 out of 5 cherries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What about you?
Okay, I think me too. The first time I watched it, I didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
And I would have said like a 3 or a 4. Okay. But that's because I didn't like that she got all giant. I thought that it was weird. And I didn't expect it. But then when I rewatched it and I already knew that was going to happen, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, I think it's also like a lot of it is like internally, like she feels like so huge because she's on these drugs and blah, 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 blah. And also I think part of it is that like she's always like felt like she's always felt big and she's always felt like an outsider anyway because they made a point of her saying that she used to be a fat kid. And then also when she throws up on the stage, the girl that she beats up said something like – or she thinks that in her mind that she said like, oh, fatty, did you eat too much before this? So it's like she has a lot of internalized stuff with her body. Anyway, so I give it a 5 also. Yeah.
Nice.
Love it. Big fan. Okay. So if you're enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram and TikTok and follow to stay up to date for our newest episodes and hottest takes. We are now accepting questions for our Dear Dykes advice segment. Send in your dilemmas and get help from us, your favorite lesbian podcasters. There's a link to the job form in the description of this episode, as well as on our link tree on all social media pages.
Welcome back. This week, we are doing a WLW history segment. We are going to discuss the elephant in any sapphic room. Scissoring.
Yes. Okay. I really felt like we needed to talk about this because I just see and have for literal years and years, I've seen so much discussion, so much discourse about is scissoring real or is it not? And then people getting mad at people for saying it's not and people getting mad at people for saying it is.
Yeah.
So as someone who has been out and only dated women for years and years and years, I will tell you that it is real. It's real.
You heard it here.
There used to be a podcast. I don't think it exists anymore. And it was called Scissoring Isn't a Thing.
Oh.
And I was like, you guys, this is like.
You guys, what are you talking about?
But I also think that part of it is like a gatekeeping thing of like,
okay,
we don't need straight men to know that we really do these things. Yeah. I don't know, because I do kind of sometimes miss the days before you could look up on the internet what lesbians do because it was like a lot more mysterious.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to talk about it. So it's a thing. do lesbians do it every time they have sex? Probably not. Probably not most of us. That brings us to another conversation that I feel like we've sort of talked about as some people consider different things sex and different things not sex. I know that my wife had a friend that we had sex in that friend's car one time and she told her and she's like, oh my God, but like, were you like naked? And she's like, well, no, because like I just went down on her. And she's like, oh, then that's not full sex. Like you have to have scissored to have full sex. And this is a lesbian. And so this is crazy. And then I had posted, I had said something and one of our like mutuals said that they had talked to an older lesbian that said it's not sex unless there's a strap involved, which is also crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. So anyway, lots of things can be considered lesbian sex. And I don't understand why some people are so weird about it. But okay, let's go back to the beginning. So to talk about scissoring, we need to first talk about tribatism, which is also called tribbing. So tribatism derives from an ancient Greek word, for WLW sex called Tribus. It involved penetration at that time, but has evolved to mean external rubbing only. So basically the word tribade means like to rub. Mm-hmm. So tribbing is any rubbing of genitalia against someone else's external genitalia, but it could also mean rubbing genitalia against other body parts, such as the partner's thigh or knee, which I hear this all the time on TikTok, the knee thing. That's what the knee thing is. You're basically just doing some form of tribbing. Mm-hmm. You're humping each other. Mm-hmm. Like you could be dry humping if you still have things on. All of these things qualify as tribbing. And scissoring is a specific position of tribbing where the legs look like, can you do it? Okay, see, this is, if you're watching,
if you're watching,
she's making the movement yeah, of, like, that's what the legs look like. Yes.
Like they can see it.
Yes.
Well, you can see it if you're watching.
Yeah. And if you're not, then you probably already know what the motion is.
Or you can look it up and
you can look
you don't
it
have
up.
To look up like two women scissoring. You can just look up like.
What is scissoring?
What is scissoring? Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, point being, scissoring is a specific position within the sexual act of tribbing. But people often use scissoring to describe any form of tribbing. So it's often not used to only describe that one position. Mm-hmm. But I think that that is where the confusion comes from when people say that scissoring is not a thing because they are talking about that specific position and some people do that position and some people don't. Mm-hmm. It can be really awkward to do that specific position for different people, especially if people have like different body sizes. Like one person has really like long legs or whatever, mm-hmm. and another person doesn't. Or like if both people are like more plus size, it's hard to get into different positions. That's life. Also to me, personally, I think that the position of scissoring is kind of like, I don't know, I like to be able to like kiss my partner's face, right? And then if you're in that position, you can't. So anyway, so it's just different strokes for different folks. And so many sapphics would call tribbing, I've heard it referred to as hunching, humping. You could be like bumping purses. These are all terms for the same things. And I also learned, I thought this was interesting, that in some countries it's called making tortillas. So I'd be like, babe, do you want to go make some tortillas?
And they're like, yes.
Yeah.
See, it could be a code word and they just don't, you
yes.
know.
Yes. Or polishing mirrors. And so these are just different terms. In popular culture, the specific position of scissoring has been very popularized by porn for men, likely due to the viewer getting to see so many lady parts at once, right? Because they're like both facing the camera. You see boobs, you see vajojos. Mm-hmm. And so this, I think, is also a part of why a lot of lesbians are like, no, that's not a thing, because it's become so popularized to the male gaze watching porn that it's like, ew, I don't want you to even think about that. And especially, I don't know, men are gross. They'll ask things like that. I remember when I first came out, my friend's boyfriend when I was like 19 was like, so do you scissor? I'm like, literally, I like hadn't even done anything yet.
Gosh.
But I was like, this is so inappropriate. Like, why would you ask that? But it's become so popular in like porn that men watch.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I said. I said this led to many sapphics saying it's not really a thing. Many people may not have ever done that specific position, but just because you haven't done it doesn't make it not real. and something that is so beautiful about lesbian sex to me and probably to other people is that there are so many things that we can do. And sex doesn't need to involve penetration. And tribbing is a great example, tribbing or scissoring, of something that doesn't involve penetration. You could involve penetration if you wanted. You could have, like, some type of, you know, toy involved as well. But, like, it doesn't need to. And it feels really nice to hump something. So there doesn't have to be something penetrative. And if you are a sapphic person, you are free to decide what qualifies as sex for you. So like I was saying, some people will say these weird things like, oh, it's not, fingering isn't sex. I it is. Mm-hmm. Going down on someone isn't sex. It's not sex if there's not a strap. It's mm-hmm. not sex if you haven't scissored. These are crazy things. All of those yeah. are sex to me. But you can make that decision yourself. I'm not having sex with you, so it doesn't matter to me what you think. But I'm just going to leave us with this. Scissoring is real AF. And if you are interested, you should probably try some version of it because you only live once and you might not like it. But if you do, you can keep doing it. So thank you so much for listening to my history/rant about tribbing and scissoring. We are so thankful to all of you that tune in to But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WLW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on every platform. Yes, all of them or any of them that you have, just go ahead. We're the same But I'm a Lesbian pod on every platform. Leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. After all, the algorithm's a bitch, and we're just two lesbians with mics trying to survive.
Tune in next week for a new episode. We will be reviewing Imagine Me and You, starring Piper Perabo and Lena Headey. This movie is available to stream on Amazon Prime.
So,
see you next Tuesday!
Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.